Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Martin McDonagh.
Woohoo! Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me.
Presenting the film, The Banshees of Inisherin. Just such a great film, such a powerful film. There's so much that I'd like to ask you about it, but firstly, perhaps because I grew up there, what was it like?
I thought I detected a little accent there.
I'm delighted that you did. And I can't help but ask you, what was it like to return? Because Galway obviously means a lot to you.
Yeah.
Your artistic journey.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's where I had my first plays on when I was like 24, 25. We actually rehearsed in the same theater for this that we put the plays on 25 years ago. So it was a wonderful homecoming. Wow. It's my favorite town in Ireland, Galway. And my mum and dad lived just outside of it on the road to where you get the ferry to the Aran Islands. So every weekend after filming, I could go see my parents, and it was like perfect. And it made the whole thing just like a family, like a movie.
Am I right in saying also that this was kind of, the film is actually drawing from something, an earlier work of yours that you never...
Not really. The title is, the title like 20 years ago or more, and as the end of a vague trilogy, which I did have the other two parts for, two plays, Cripple Vinish Mahan and Lieutenant of Vinish Moore. But the play I wrote with this title, it never really worked. It wasn't ever finished. So I kept the title. I liked the title. But I went back and wrote a completely new thing 3 years ago and kept a slight variation on the title. And it worked. But it's definitely a new story for me.
And I was asking Colin and Brendan about so much of this film is about really sacrifice, and especially in relation to arts. Is this something that you felt in your journey?
It's definitely a discussion. It's something that's always in my head, like how much time should you devote to it? Should you devote all your time to it? Should you feel guilty when you're not doing it? How do you balance a happy life with art, you know? So it's, I took it and Brendan's character to a dark extreme. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, are we wasting time, I think, is always a question on a writer's mind.
Yeah. And also, this is a fictitious island, really. But it's kind of set in a real time frame, and a particularly delicate time frame when it comes to Irish history,
yeah.
The Irish Civil War. So this blend of reality and fiction, do you find it stimulating to work in this kind of hybrid space?
Yeah, it gave it a sort of a metaphorical aspect to have a civil war raging over there on the mainland at the same time as this little civil war between two people is happening, and just to have those as mirroring each other slightly was kind of poetic somehow for me. I mean, you don't have to know anything about the Irish Civil War really to get it, but just to have a vague inkling of what most wars are like while this is going on in front of it was part of the story.
There's so much that I would like to ask you more, but we're probably going to have to wrap it up. I do have to ask you one more question, because I'm obviously a huge fan of In Bruges, and we're seeing the couple, you know, the leading couple from that film together again. What was it like to get them back on?
It was a joy. We always wanted to get back together. We had such a happy time on Bruges. It did so well, even like as a cult movie, ever since. You're like, probably more people have seen it in the years afterwards than at the time. And everyone who comes up to all three of us talk about it. So part of this for us was we didn't want to disappoint anyone who loves In Bruges, you know. We wanted it to be very different and maybe stranger, maybe sadder, but it had to be at least equally as good. So I hope we've at least managed that.
It is a different movie, but it's a powerful movie, and I recommend anyone check it out when it does come out. And thank you very much, Martin. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks
so
much.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.